Good morning, everyone. I'm John Hockenberry. There's the theme. Time to say hello once again to Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor in the studio. And you got your good years in sports. You got your bad years in sports as former Atlanta Falcons quarterback Michael Vick comes out of prison. New York Giants wide receiver Plaxico Burress sentenced to 2 years in prison yesterday after pleading guilty to a weapons charge.
This is a sad day because I think a very good man who is a brilliant athlete is going to unfortunately spend 20 months in prison when he had no intent to violate the law.
That was Burress's attorney, Benjamin Braffman, yesterday. Burress walked into a nightclub, you may remember, last November with a gun tucked in the waistband of his sweatpants. The gun slipped. He shot a bullet right into his leg, violating a major law in New York about carrying handguns. Ibrahim, this is a tough sentence and a tough road ahead for Plaxico Burress.
It certainly is. I compare him to Bernie Madoff, and I know we had talked about that before, but these are
harsh.
These are two people that achieved the pinnacle of their professional careers, and then because he caught the game-winning touchdown against the undefeated New England Patriots, and in less than 18 months later, he's going to prison.
Yeah, in the up and down, where I guess the chart would be the same as Madoff, but
exactly.
he didn't take as much from the rest
without
of the world.
A doubt.
Although to Giants fans, and Jeff Blank is in the studios here is a Giants fan and also a lawyer, we wanted to get a fan view. I mean, he took a lot from the Giants last year by departing, Plaxico Burress did.
Yeah, John, last year he basically took away the psyche of the team. It became the Plaxico show as opposed to New York Giants football. The team had essentially revolved around him during the 2007 Super Bowl run. And this time around, it wasn't about football. It was about Plaxico. Every press conference that every player had to address the Plaxico show. So they basically brought that onto the field. It was Plaxico's not here.
Right. Well, I mean, what Jeff is describing there, Ibrahim, is really the issue that has plagued the NFL over the last few seasons, the lifestyle question of high-profile players and how much of a distraction it is to what happens on the field. How does this advance or change that story?
It's interesting. Chad Ochocinco, who's a wide receiver for the Bengals, he sent out a Twitter yesterday that said that this is a wake-up call to athletes that have to reconsider how they spend their free time. And he said, attention to all athletes, build a bunker at your home and stay there until your career is over.
Well, I have a little bit different question. How do these athletes get treated in prison when they go in?
Well, that's a good question. I think he's probably not going to get, intense time. He's going to get, more of the relaxed prison sentence. He's not going to go to
Madoff. He may be with Madoff. He may go to Madoff's prison.
Indeed.
There you go.
Do the inmates, challenge them athletically? Do they kind of put them on the spot? Stuff like that? I mean,
Who knows? I really hope that Plaxico takes a lot of time to think about what he did, and more about not what he did, but what the consequences of not thinking about his actions.
Well, Jeff, let me just ask you, and again, I don't know where you're going with the prison question there, Amy, but you're really starting to scare me. But Jeff, on the Giants, we really have it all, and I wonder if you agree. You've got Eli Manning, Mr. Golden Boy, versus the sort of dark kind of lifestyle questions of Plaxico Burress. Can the Giants put it together and show that the good wins out over evil?
The Giants can put it together because they've gone into training camp. They've put this behind them. I think the best thing that could have happened was that the indictment came in from the grand jury. Antonio Pierce was cleared, Antonio Pierce being the core of the Giants' defense, their leader. And at this point in time, while last year was a distraction, the Giants went into camp in Albany without Plaxico there. They start fresh. Now he's going to prison. There's nothing
right.
really there.
Well, Jeff Blank, a Giants fan and lawyer. I mean, even though we're talking about the Giants, this is not a New York centric issue. We could be talking about virtually any team in the NFL, right, Ibrahim?
This year we also had Dante Stallworth, who basically killed a man, and he spent 24 days in jail. And then you still have Terrell Owens, who his antics off the field get more attention than his antics on the field. So there is an issue about the lifestyles of NFL players and of how we treat athletes in the public sphere.
So, Jeff, as a lawyer, though, what do you say to this disparity? Plaxico's own defenders are saying, look, all he did was shoot himself in the foot. Vic, he terrorized and tortured animals and got less time.
I hear what people are saying. Unfortunately, Plaxico did this in New York City,
yeah.
where Mayor Bloomberg is on such an anti-gun crusade. He's been going to Washington. He's trying to get the laws revamped.
So in other words, he should take his guns to dance clubs in Texas or something.
Right. I mean, if he'd done this anywhere else, I think it actually would have been downplayed, and it wouldn't have been as big of a deal.
All right. Let's take a look at the sort of light side, the positive side of sport and what happened this morning in Berlin, Germany.
Away cleanly. Bolt has got a very good start indeed. Flies past Alonso Edward on the outside of him. Has had an excellent bend. Sean Crawford going well out in lane 8 as well. But it's all about Usain Bolt. 2 meters clear, 3 meters clear, 5 meters clear, and away he goes. He continues on his way towards another gold medal. Watch the clock this time. I can't believe it. A fantastic five. Five gold medals. Five world records.
Now, I clocked that at about 10 seconds, Dad. That's Usain Bolt breaking his own world record in the 200-meter race at the World Championships in Berlin. This is just a huge monster story.
So last year, he won in the Olympics in Beijing, he won the 100, the 200, and the 4x1 in world record time. This year, he's poised to win the 100, the 200, and the 4x1 in world record time. No one has ever done that 2 years in a row. It's like winning the Grand Slam without losing a set for 2 years in a row.
And he says that he's capable of getting to 9.5 on the 200 meters.
I think he's capable. He said about the 100 where he ran a 9.58. He said he's capable.
In the 100, right.
Yeah, he said he could run a 9.4, but he said at a 9.4 that the world will stop at 9.4.
Wow, that's a dramatic statement. That's great. That beats the Lance Armstrong stuff we always waste our time with. Ibrahim Abdelmateen, Takeaway Sports contributor, here in the studio with Jeff Blank, a Giants fan and lawyer. There's your sports.
Good morning.